Rapides Youth Orchestra is on a roll. The students are preparing to play concerts at Carnegie Hall and the White House in December. But before then, they'll compete in the Crescent City Classic National Orchestra Competition on Saturday. And later this month, they'll perform the national anthem at a New Orleans Hornets game. Classical guitarist John DeChiaro teaches string instruments at three public schools in Alexandria. He says it's easy to spot the kids who will stick with music. It's not their raw talent, rather accountability.
You can overcome a lot if you're just willing to work at it every day. You don't have to be a virtuoso to be able to play this music, but you have to be dedicated and committed. And that's what I'm looking for. Those are the kind of kids. And I can spot them like that.
Alexandria senior high freshman Jade Morrison picked up the violin in sixth grade at DiChiaro's urging. She says she chose it on a lark and never thought she'd get this serious about it.
I didn't even think I would be able to play the violin 5 years ago.
And here you are doing
going to Carnegie Hall.
In the White House?
In the White House.
Seventh grader Christian Singletary picked up a cello for the first time last year. Now he seldom sets it down. He says the cello has coaxed him out of his shell. After he plays Carnegie Hall, he says he'll have the confidence to push ahead as a musician.
I'll have more respect for myself and know that I can do a lot more things since I've done that and probably get more of a scholarship to college.
The Crescent City Youth Orchestra competition will be held at the University of New Orleans. They'll play Carnegie Hall as part of a youth orchestra series. DeChiaro says the concert hall is being paid for through a grant from Roy O. Martin Lumber Company.